This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so during the last Democratic debate and the previous one, too, there was a lot of discussion on Medicare for All and actually a lot of critique by each other within the party on how to pay for Medicare for All. Bernie Sanders was pretty honest and open about how taxpayers are going to, you know, take on more. We would have to pay more. Elizabeth Warren said, no, we're not going to make any of the middle class pay more for Medicare for All. It's just going to be carried by the rich. And so some of the biggest opponents to her plan have actually been Democrats. Joe Biden, I forgot one of the other ones that was there. I apologize. She's a female that nobody talks about, but she's apparently doing okay in the polls. I don't remember. Anyway, so she criticized her, Bernie Sanders. So Elizabeth Warren had to finally reveal her plan, which I kind of had a little issue with, you know, in terms of anybody coming up with the plan. I had that issue with Trump, too. You know, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and we're going to have a better plan. Okay, don't say it until you have the plan in place. Same thing. Don't come up with something like Medicare for All. Scare the hell out of doctors and patients and nurses and everybody on how is this going to work without having a plan. Because the problem in America is we promise something and then it never comes through. Or, in order to make it come through, we all have to basically sweat and slave and it still ends up being a crappy situation. So, Elizabeth Warren, I guess, finally revealed her plan. And she doubled down on how the middle class won't be taxed. Where the middle class will be taxed is they claim that if there is Medicare for All, then all this money we're spending on Obamacare will go back in our pockets. So if I'm spending $1,200 a month for health insurance for my family, and I don't have to do that, the roughly $15,000 a year is going to go back into my pocket. But I'm getting taxed on that. So, you know, you're still paying taxes, but that's better than Obamacare in terms of what you're spending. But again, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Medicare for All, and you guys know why. But really quickly here, how does she say they're going to pay for it? So apparently, it looks like it's going to be a $52 trillion plan. And I mean, once you get past $100 with me, I mean, it's just, they're just numbers. Whether it's 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000, I don't have any concept of those numbers. It just sounds like a lot of money, the crap load of a lot of money. And apparently, the wealthy is going to take the brunt of it, of course. That, you know, it's all about, well, the wealthy will pay for it. I don't really know if we have that many wealthy people, to be honest, to carry something like this. There's going to be large corporations. By the way, on our website, there's not a lot of details. From what we understand, it's a myriad of taxes of employers, financial transactions, large corporations, and ultra-wealthy paying, and then savings. So she apparently has this plan that I haven't seen really yet, right, on screen, of what exactly the increase on employers is going to be. Now, if there is a payroll tax increase on employers, who gets screwed? The employees or the customer? You know, those ACA changes that had to deal with nutrition, which, by the way, I was a fan of. I like being educated on the nutritional components of what I'm eating. But did you guys notice that food went up? Going out to eat got a hell of a lot more expensive. Why? Because they had to redo the menus. They had to, you know, pay for those calculations and all that. So basically, whenever somebody says the middle class, you know, or the average citizen isn't going to have to pay, they're going to have to pay. Okay? Maybe it may not be directly you're paying a tax, but if employers have to now pay extra, they're going to, they're going to have to, you know, pass on the cost somehow. You know, minimum wage is going up, which a lot of people are fans of, and I think it's time minimum wage goes up, but we are all paying for that, not just employers. We are all paying for that because now costs have to go up to offset the cost of minimum wage. You know, don't think an employer goes, you know what, I'll eat the cost. You know, I make so much money that, you know, I should do my part. That's not what the average employer says. The average employer says, look, I got expenses. I got bottom lines. I got to pay for insurance. I got to pay for staff. If costs go up, all costs go up. So one thing that nobody is addressing, all right, nobody's addressing with this Medicare for All, is do we have the providers for it? I'd like to hear from people who are on Medicare. And how easy is it for you to get into a doctor as a new patient or a nurse practitioner or a PA? From what I understand, we have about 350 million Americans, citizens, in the United States, and we only have about 1 million providers that take Medicare. That's not enough. So here we are saying, you know what, everybody, Medicare for All. And everybody's like, yay, oh, that's awesome. Woo-hoo. Yay, I'm going to get free health insurance. You might get a card, and then I'd really like to know who takes Medicare. I mean, I'm a Medicare provider, but it's through a telehealth company. So if you have Medicare and say, well, I want to see Dr. Dahlia, you know, in her office, my office closed. Obamacare did that one. I couldn't keep it open with high deductibles. And, you know, every now and then, very often, Medicare decides not to pay for services. If you think the average Medicare doctor is going to stick with Medicare when their numbers go up and they're not getting reimbursed, you got another thing coming. So when you have doctors leaving Medicare, we don't have enough doctors taking Medicare, what do you think is going to happen next? You're going to have health insurance, that's fine. Your taxes are going to go up, our costs are going to go up, and you still won't have health care. Nobody's addressing that. I'd like to know how you're going to incentivize doctors. They're not. You know what they're going to do? They're going to order doctors and say, you don't get your medical license unless you take Medicare. And the average doctor is right now thinking, you know what? I'm going to go into another business. Screw this. So we need to plan this out just a little better. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, no going.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I had a little bite of the Impossible Whopper at Burger King, and it was tasty. It was juicy, it was yummy, and even though I knew it wasn't ground beef, it was yummy. I only had a small piece because I'm a little nervous about it. When something is made to taste like ground beef, that means there's imitators or there's other products and preservatives or something in there. So, Burger King's Impossible Whopper isn't the only one that's been now kind of under some criticism for, you know, possibly overdoing the fakeness and not natural ingredients in order to make their very, very tasty meat substitute. You have a Dunkin' Donuts Beyond Sausage Sandwich. You have, gosh, I think there's another company. Let me see. There's supposed to be another company that has something that's supposed to be a fake meat. And so there's an aggressive ad campaign and a series of legislative efforts right now wanting to know what is hiding in our plant-based meat. Apparently, there's a full-page ad in the New York Times on Monday about the ultra-processed limitations filled with mysterious ingredients. Impossible Foods shot back, saying the Impossible Burger has none of the noxious slaughterhouse contaminants that can be found in almost all ground beef from cows. So the big thing right now is plant-based diet. That's huge. And going vegan or going vegetarian has always been popular, but having a plant-based diet that actually tastes like meat is probably one of the most popular exponentially growth fads now. And what we understand, the U.S. plant-based food space grew 11% between 2018 and 2019 to $4.5 billion. And Adam Chandler, author of Drive Through Dreams, A Journey Through the Heart of America's Fast Food Kingdom, says the hamburger itself is a national icon. And for almost 100 years, it's been synonymous with American life and with American culinary life. There is such a simple joy associated with eating a hamburger. It's an irreversible part of Americana. Well, hamburger isn't now the food of America. It's the taco. Remember that came out a couple years ago where the national food of America isn't the hamburger anymore? It's taco. So they're both good. I'm fine with that. But Melanie Joy, psychologist and activist and author of books including Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs, and Wear Cows, says we used to just fly under the radar, but it doesn't happen that way anymore. So I'm not surprised when a social movement gets strong enough to really challenge the power of a dominant system, the system fights back, and one strategy is to discredit beliefs and practices and everything that represents a change. So there's a lot of back and forth. And real burgers, I have to say, aren't just always ground beef. There's other stuff. They say made with 100% ground beef, but that doesn't mean it's 100% ground beef. There's fillers in those, too. So what exactly is in these plant-based burgers? Well, some companies say there's coconut oil and there's vegetable oil. You don't really see a lot of, I guess, you don't really see a lot of transparency. They say, according to the United States Geological Survey, it takes about 5 gallons of water to produce a pound of potatoes, 10 gallons of water to produce a pound of chicken, 150 gallons of water to produce beef. But the Impossible Burger boasts that it utilizes only 87% less water than beef. So, again, the question is how? What is in them? And I've looked at multiple articles, and I don't see full-on lists of what is in them. So, what we do have here, according to Shape.com, is Impossible Burger, made from Impossible Foods, uses soy protein concentrate, which is soy flour, with the soluble flour taken out for more protein per ounce, coconut oil to pump up the fat content, which is why it's juicy, soy leg hemoglobin, right, to kind of give the meat its color and texture. Beyond Burger Beef Crumbles and Sausage by Beyond Meat says they use pea protein isolate, canola oil, coconut oil to make its beef-like product that gets its, quote, bloody consistency using beet extracts. All right, I mean, I'm okay with a little beet in there, even though I'm not really a big beet fan, as long as it's natural beet. Awesome Burger, made by Sweet Earth Foods, uses textured pea protein, coconut oil, and wheat gluten to make up the majority of each patty. So if you have celiac disease or a gluten intolerance, you can't eat those. Fruit and veggie juice concentrates make it look like beef. Nashville hot chicken tenders, beefless burger, meatless meatballs, and crabless cakes, right, They use enriched wheat flour, canola oil, pea protein concentrate, and vital wheat gluten. Again, you got to be careful with celiac disease because they have gluten. Plant-based burgers, smart dogs, plant-based sausage, and deli slices from LightLife use pea protein extracted from yellow peas, canola oil, modified cornstarch, modified cellulose. Again, modified. I'd like some details on the modification. Loma Linda taco filling from Atlantic Natural Foods. They use soy protein, soybean oil, yeast extract, as well as others. So, you know, they're tasty. They are a little greasier because of the oil. And remember, to kind of, if the big concern we've had whenever we've had meat substitutes is they're kind of dryless patties. So there is going to be that push to make them oilier. And again, as a doctor, I'm like, is that healthier? You know, I remember my diabetic patients would come in and say, Dr. Wax, I was so good, you know, with not eating sugar today. Or this week, I didn't have one chocolate chip cookie. However, I ate a bunch of Laura Scudders. But that's okay, right? Because they're sugar-free. And, you know, that show me the bag. It was a bag of, like, sugar-free cookies. And I'm like, I would have rather you just had one small real one. You know, same thing with, like, diet soda. You know, people will drink diet soda to compensate for eating something with sugar. I would almost rather you have just a little bit of natural sugar than to do the artificial sweeteners, because the artificial sweeteners, I think, are worse for you. So the idea of plant-based burgers, and you know what? You know, kudos to Burger King. I mean, I they're fast food. Fast food has gotten a huge hit, you know, in the last decade or so. And, you know, they've taken lots of losses. So good for them for trying to come up with a plant-based, hamburger. I mean, good for them for trying. But is it healthier? So faux meats are supposed to have zero cholesterol, which is supposed to be better than red meat. But if they have a lot of salt, if they have a lot of oil, to make this work, there's a chance that faux meat or pretend meat could be worse. They also could be still high in calories. And then carbs. You know, I mean, I noticed with this burger, there was plenty of cheese. The bread was nice and thick and buttered. And, I mean, I do not believe that any of these faux meat burgers are going to, you know, make you lose weight. I don't think they're lowering calories. Now, grass-fed, I like grass-fed, not in terms of taste. I've had grass-fed meat. It tastes like crap. I think I need to probably go to a better place. This one place, it just advertised it was grass-fed, and it was like the worst burger I ever had. But I do like the idea of less hormones in my meat, because I think hormones do make you fat. And, but again, we still have oils in these foods. So if you have celiac disease, if you have lactose issues, if you have carb issues, if you have, oil issues, I just don't see them being that wonderful a substitute. You know, again, it's a treat. So if you're going to have a burger, just once in a while, 1-877-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street's been trading higher on this Friday so far after the release of a pretty good jobs report by the federal government. It beat estimates as 128,000 jobs were created in October when experts had predicted we'd see about 100,000 even. Chief economist at KPMG Constance Hunt says it's likely directly tied to the recent interest rate cuts by the Fed.
The Fed seems to have been able to elongate the expansion, and these jobs numbers suggest that that could go on for some time.
Democratic White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren unveiling her plan to pay for Medicare for all, saying it would mostly be financed through trillions of dollars in taxes on the richest Americans and corporations. President Trump will be hosting the world champion Washington Nationals ball team at the White House on the South Lawn on Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all had a great Halloween. It was, I think, pretty scary for me because I, you know, had been just talking about, you know, accidents and how, unfortunately, the highest number of fatalities and injuries to kids happen on Halloween. And I saw some kids and parents do some real stupid stuff. And I just have to take a second to talk about that. I'm sorry about that, guys. But, we love Halloween. Halloween's awesome. We went to a party, and the party was great, and it was on a street that is one of my favorite streets, absolutely favorite streets to trick-or-treat on. The houses are huge. There's, you know, haunted houses, and, you know, my buddy Brad Sugars and his wife Lauren do a haunted house, a real haunted house. It's fantastic. And there's like lights everywhere, and in fact there were more adults and teenagers than kids on the street. But what the community did, which was really, really smart, is they blocked off any cars from coming in. So unless you lived there, you really couldn't drive there. So it was basically a carless street. Apparently, it's probably one of the most coveted places to go trick-or-treating on. I don't know how these houses do it. You know, people somehow sneak into the neighborhood, and everybody and their mother is trick-or-treating there. And, I mean, these houses, they probably go through hundreds of dollars of candy. Yes, I stole some, too. I was trick-or-treating. I didn't trick-or-drink because I was being, or trick-or-tequila, as being very responsible. Because I had just said on the news to not do trick-or-tequila. And most people don't really have tequila. They had wine. I would go up to houses, and there were bottles of wine, and they would fill up mom's and dad's cup. It was actually, it was a lot of fun. Again, don't really want to drink when you're trying to watch your kids. My kids were older, so I don't know what they were doing. They were running around. But me and hubby, yeah, we were kind of walking around and trick-or-treating. Hell yeah. Free candy. So the street was blocked off, so people weren't driving or whatever. However, before you got to that street, I don't know what the hell these kids and parents were thinking. You saw kids driving around golf carts and peeling around corners and not looking at cars when they were coming. I saw people with strollers. There was one person driving a golf cart, and there was a mom with probably twins, strollers behind the golf cart with another cart driving directly behind them. So if somebody slammed on the brakes and that golf cart behind them didn't notice, boom, they could have hit the babies. Then when we're leaving, we don't know what the hell this one minivan was doing. There was a minivan parked in the middle of the street, just right there on the road, and no hazard lights, whatever. And parents are trying to get their kids in with their strollers and all that. And they weren't opening up the door on the sidewalk side. They were opening up the door on the street side. And you see cars swerving around. And you know, I'm kind of wondering, I don't think it's the kids' fault when accidents happen. I think adults are just, you know, really obtuse during that time. And I understand why. I mean, I go back in time, not so much to my childhood. I don't really have a lot of good childhood memories. I don't so much go back in time, but I go back to, I don't think of myself as a middle-aged woman. When I see candy and trick-or-treat and people handing out things, it just makes you feel good. It's like Christmas, when you see a Christmas tree. You know, and I'm Jewish. When I see Christmas decorations and a Christmas tree and Santa, I'm just like, ah, I am in love. And I think you are in such a euphoria, you know, that it's such a cool holiday and all that, that you just get a little stupid. There was a house where they just left a bowl of candy out there. And there were four girls, they were probably 10 to 12 years old, just digging in this bowl. But they weren't taking hands of candy. We did that once where we you know, because we go away, we go to another neighborhood, you know, for trick-or-treating, so we just leave a bowl of candy. The problem is one person takes a whole bowl, so it never really works. But apparently in this neighborhood, it worked. The bowl was still, you know, three-quarters full of candy, and these four girls were just digging in it, but they weren't grabbing candy. And the dad was kind of standing there saying, come on, girls, you know, there's plenty of candy in other houses. But the girls were on a mission, and I identified exactly what was going on with these girls. I go, are you guys looking for the chocolate? And they're like, uh-huh. And I was like, okay, you see, welcome to the womanhood. I hereby knight you as a woman. You can now officially PMS whenever you want. And I go, grab me some, what are the crunch little crunch bars? Grab me a couple of those. And they did. And I mean, I bonded. I'm middle-aged. And here I am bonding with a group of females. And we are making our mark and probably a carbon footprint, right? And making our stand. And my husband and their dad is just standing there as we are uniting in womanhood, going through this one bowl, trying to find the chocolate and skipping the dum-dums. And so a lot of bonding happens. A lot of bonding. You know, there were two people that were just running around the street asking if, you know, who was Trump supporters. They're wearing MAGA hats. And that was interesting. And there was apparently there's a lot of Republicans on that street. And you know, you had, you know, some people dressed up as dinosaurs. The dinosaur costume is, I guess, still the most popular one. You blow up. There's like a battery-operated thing, so you blow up and you're a Tyrannosaurus Rex or T-Rex. So you saw that running around the place. You know, the alien one is so popular where it looks like the alien is holding you as a baby. You know, and it yeah, so that one is a popular one. You saw Minecraft. You saw Fortnite. A lot of interesting costumes. But, you know, it was you know, one of the most friendliest fun evenings. It always is. But a lot of stupidity. You know, and so here they have a street with no cars, but there's golf carts going all over the place, and kids are falling off golf carts, and you're like, whoa. And so, you know, I really, really hope people got out of you know, Halloween unscathed. News 3, local Las Vegas, interviewed me yesterday before I went trick-or-treating on marijuana candies, and how, unfortunately, in areas where marijuana is legal, such as where I live, there's the risk of gummy bears, cookies being passed out, and unfortunately ones with marijuana could be in there, not even maliciously from parents, but, you know, kids are running in and out, and if, you know, you have a house that's passing out cookies or passing out candies or whatever, and oh, we're out of candy, I'll go get you guys some candy, you know, there is that potential for marijuana-laced candy to get out in circulation. And can a kid die from marijuana overdose? Technically, yes. If any of your kids today are a little bit, like, tired, if they're a little, well, the parents are all hungover, because, boy, were they drinking wine. But if you see them, you know, a little confused, if they were nausea, vomiting, if they seem to stagger, if they seem to slur their speech, you know, there's a chance that they might have ingested marijuana or something else laced in the candy. Then again, it doesn't always have to be malicious. It could be accidental. An accidental ingestion of marijuana is no joke. If they look sick, you got to call 911. If they look fine, but you're concerned, you call poison control, and they'll tell you what to do. Many times, if we think there's an intoxication or an overdose of marijuana, the kid's going to the hospital, we're going to watch them, and we're going to make sure they don't seize, because they could seize, they could go into a coma. So we don't mess around with that. But, unfortunately, the news hasn't yet broken of, you know, what could have happened. And hopefully, you know, everything was fine. Last year, there was some methamphetamine-laced candy out in circulation that we were warned about. So, you know, but, overall, it was a great holiday. I hope you guys, you know, had a good holiday. I think I have, like, bags of candy at my house, which I'm not allowed to eat because I'm on a diet. But it was a good day. 1-877-DOT-LE.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Chicago teachers are back after an 11th school day strike. Apparently, they made a tentative agreement, and both sides are citing it as historical. And maybe other school districts may follow suit. Tentative agreement was struck Wednesday between the Chicago Teachers Union and Chicago Public Schools. A nurse and a social worker are going to be in school every day. I thought that was already mandatory, that you had nurses there all the time, social workers, but I guess not. They found a way to keep class sizes down and a way to give 16% raises. Now, 25,000 members still need to vote on the deal. Union leaders have noted it's less than perfect. And CTU President Jesse Sharkey on Thursday said he was not going to say that ratification is going to be a slam dunk. But they did make an agreement and teachers are back in the classrooms. On the union's most critical issues, Leaders touted significant gains on staffing, class size, but didn't get most of the prep time they sought. The tentative agreement is for a 5-year contract, which would lock the union into 2 more years than they wanted. They said translating the new contract, if approved, into real change in the classroom would also take time. Some of the changes set out in the contract would kick in right away. Others would have to be phased in. So, first, class size caps. Many classes will get smaller eventually. But in the meantime, more relief is going to be provided to extra large classes. CPS, Chicago Public Schools, will provide $35 million annually to fund class size relief. The initial class size limits will become effective for the next school year, the 2020-21 school year, after which available money will allow for further reduction in subsequent years. They said a new enforcement process, according to the Chicago Tribune, would involve a joint council effective next school year that can determine remedies. In classes where classes surpass oversized class limits, there will be an automatic investigation by the joint council, which will lead to a funded remedy. So if anything is an issue, the council gets involved, we'll take a look, and hopefully have the money to fix it. Sounds perfect. I mean, it sounds, you know, on paper, it sounds good. They said for most of the schools, the initial kindergarten through third grade class limits are 28, with 32 being the oversized limit. Still high, I think, for a lot of teachers. I think I'd be fine with that. I've taught in schools, Sunday schools and things like that. True, that's not all day. But, you know, if you could, you know, deal with the, you have less unruly kids, you can make that work. But to me, I still think, honestly, that's kind of a lot. I'd really like to see a 1 to 25 and lower ratio, but that's just me. For grades 4 through 8, the goal limit is 31, with oversized being 35. With grades 9 through 12, the oversized limit is going to be about 38 kids per class. You know, and there's a lot of debate on that with high school, especially with the kids vaping and all that. But, you know, college, it's one person per 150 or 200 in the class. So that's how class is almost 200 people in size. You know, it just, it's, you know, but I memorize the names of everybody so I could call on them. I don't mess around. Oh, yeah, I'll call on you in class. All right, so now, nurses and social workers. So another big union push was for more nurses and social workers. To that end, the tentative agreement sets out that CPS is going to hire at least 250 school nurses and 209 social workers, with plans for phasing in a certain number of each position each year, provided there are a sufficient number of qualified candidates. So some schools will get this right away. Others, it's going to be prioritized based on need. By the year July 2023, there's going to be one full-time nurse and a social worker by July 2023. Now, it's interesting. You know, having taught in a medical school, we had a phenomenal psychologist there. And I wish we had 10 of her because, you know, there's a lot of issues students have. And they would use me a lot, you know, because I was there for them and other professors. But, you know, and sometimes even just to talk and say, you know, am I doing this right? You know, what do you think about this? And, you know, wouldn't even be about school, be about regular life. And so I can't imagine a 1,000 student school with there just being one social worker. But apparently schools don't have the money. But at least, you know, the union was able to negotiate, you know, at least one. So CPS is going to spend $500,000 each contract year on efforts to recruit and train nurses, social workers, case managers, school psychologists, physical and occupational therapists, language pathologists, and audiologists. Okay, so it looks like they do have other staff that they could use. The board is going to phase out privatized nurses with the goal of having no contract or agency nurses by the end of the contract. Beginning next school year, CPS will not contract or privatize any teacher clinicians, assistants, or librarians. The district would also dedicate $2 million for pipeline programs, including tuition assistance, to help paraprofessional nurses become certified school nurses. That's a good idea. The agreement also gives more attention to special ed students, promising by July 2023, there's going to be at least one part-time case manager for each school with 50 students on individual education plans, with steps up to 2.5 for schools with 300 or more students. Similarly, they're going to increase staffing levels of English learning program coordinators. They don't have enough teachers there that could teach English as a second language. So those are going to go up. There's also going to be more positions hired, students on individual education plans. The team's going, apparently CPS is going to spend at least $2.5 million each year to reduce the workload of special education educators. It's just not enough. And then preschool students, full-day preschool students, are going to get nap time. See, that, I remember getting nap time. They don't get nap time? Barely full-day preschool students don't get a nap. They need a nap. Naps, I need a nap. I'm middle-aged, I need a nap. No student could be punished or excluded from instruction if they have a bathroom accident. Well, I mean, nobody should be punished if they have a bathroom accident. I don't get that. The only thing is if you stop the class and go, we got to take Johnny to the bathroom, that's going to kind of embarrass them. Class needs to go on, and then you can just catch Johnny up. I don't know how that works. Kindergarten teachers are going to get more self-directed prep time at certain times of the year. The Sustainable Community Schools program would continue with $10 million each contract year set aside for efforts that include medical or mental health services for the school community, restorative justice coordinators, expanded after-school programs for students and use of the facilities for residents, professional development for parents, students, and staff, food pantries, and support for students in temporary living situations, which is something the teachers are really big on, trying to help the community in terms of, you know, these kids that are homeless and not being fed. Student-athletes are going to get more resources also. Now, there's going to be sanctuary. Several provisions in the tentative agreement address immigration issues. They say CPS buildings and property would be declared immigration sanctuary spaces for all students and others on school grounds or school-related business. So I guess if somebody is illegal, them being on the school will protect them from being taken away. You know, it's all these things are admirable. I think it's they're needed. But we have a problem with overcrowding. We have a lot of people in this country. We have room for more. Don't get me wrong. But when you hear that our schools are overcrowded, you go, okay, well, we have an infrastructure problem. Let's fix the infrastructure problem, spend more money. But look at what happened with Detroit. I think Oakland also had issues. When you have cities that aren't having enough money coming in and funneling in, you can't just say, let's just spend more money. So, you know, I think the teachers fought a really brave fight, a really good fight. We'll see what happens with that. But school districts are going to really need money. Taxes are going up. Watch. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.